the skylight for the glimpse of the sky. Man, I felt the endless longing that entails. If I could ever figure out what it was I'd longed for, I might be happy. Didn't seem to be about to happen any time soon. A large wardrobe contained my charity shop clothes. Till recently, I'd owned a leather coat, bought in Camden Lock. It got nicked at Mass. If I see a priest wearing it, I will truly throw my hat in. Lined against the wall were my books, a hodgepodge of crime, poetry, philosophy, and miscellaneous. They gave me comfort. Some days they even acted like reassurance. I was rationing my cigarettes, 5 a day, and if there's a more subtle torture, I don't know it. As a further step towards shaky rehabilitation, I'd even changed brands. I was now buying Silk Cut, the shittiest level of tar. The ultimate con by the tobacco companies. These ultra cigs had recently been revealed to be more dangerous than the regular lungbusters. I knew this, but my chest seemed to appreciate the gesture. Jeff, my friend, had bought me a month's supply of patches. They sat in a drawer, a mix of recrimination and aspiration, much like the now depleted clergy. When Stuart was sentenced, I'd figured that was goodbye. He wasn't the type to do well in prison. They'd eat him alive. The day he was sent down, I was in Nestor's, a tepid coffee before me. I told Jeff about him, laid out the jagged brief history of my dealings with the guy. Jeff, polishing a glass, listened till I was done, asked, "You're clean now?"
"Off the dope, you mean?"
"Yeah."
"I am."
He put the glass beside a line of gleaming others, said, "Then fuck 'em."
"I thought that was a little harsh," said, "That's a little harsh."
Jeff looked me full in the face, took his time, said, "He was peddling dope. That's the scum of the earth."
"I kind of liked him."
"That's you all over, Jack. Always the odd man out."
"Is there a defense to this?"
"I didn't have it." Down the bar sat the perennial sentry. A mainstay of Irish pubs, leastways the old ones. They prop up the counter, a pint glass before them. Always half full, or half empty, depending on your perspective. They rarely talk, save in pronouncements like, "We'll never get a summer," or, "We won't find it till Christmas." The World Cup, shambles that it was, had recently finished. Conspiracy theories, dodgy linesmen, atrocious referees had provided a feast of horrendous sport. The sentry said, "Them Cameroons was robbed." I stared at him. And he added, "I had a bet on Italy. Got 7-1. 5 goals disallowed. It was a thundering disgrace." Thing is, he was right. But he became highly suspicious if you ever agreed with him, so I gave a non-committal smile. This seemed to satisfy as he resumed staring into his pint. I don't know what he hoped to find. Maybe the lottery numbers, or an answer for Eamon Dunphy. I asked Jeff, "What do I owe you for the coffee?"
"Nada, buddy."
"How's Serena May?"
"She's trying to walk. Can't be long now."
"Watch out then, eh?"
Outside Nestor's, I turned up the collar of my Garda all-weather coat. A light drizzle was coming down, nothing major. A bunch of South Koreans passed, still dazed from the World Cup. I knew who they were as they'd jackets with "Seoul Rules" on the back. A double entendre, if ever there was one. Ask the Italians. A former neighbour from my Hidden Valley days was sitting on a bench near the Great Southern Hotel. He hailed me and I walked over. He launched,
"You know I'm no singer."
"Well, I was in McSwiggin's the other night. I had more than my quota. A Norwegian woman started chatting to me. I knew she was from there, one of them cold countries. She had a frosty face. All of a sudden, I began to sing for the good times." He paused, shaking his head at the wonder of it. I knew Willie Nelson had recently played in Kilkenny, telling a delighted crowd he needed the money to pay the light bill. Now my friend continued, "She thought the song was gifted, so I told her I wrote it.
Jesus, she believed me, and I got to bang her down near the boat club. That sort of thing has never happened to me in all my years. I'm thinking I should have taken up singing years ago. What do you make of that?"
You can't beat